Good morning, everybody, and welcome to a special bonus episode of my podcast, Gotta Have Heart Wrestling, featuring yours truly, Jamel Honus. And I am back after probably about a month of absence. Been a lot going on for me the past few months here with my own personal life, but either way, still doing good, still working at it. I know I haven't been on here in a while, probably, a little too long, but I wanted to give my update. I'm doing everything, I'm doing fine, just relaxing, working here and there, spending much needed time with my family. Things are getting a lot better, so it's pretty good, from here on out. And as we go closer to the spring, summer season, it's going to get hotter here in the Northeast, but, it's about time to plan some of the vacations and make more memories with families and loved ones all around the world, no matter where we go, but we are in good health. And hopefully throughout this year, 2024, will be a blessed year, as it should. But right now, I want to talk about what happened the weekend of April 6th and 7th, WrestleMania. It was amazing. WrestleMania XL, WrestleMania 40. But the whole event, I feel like this was probably the first WrestleMania in a long time where I was entertained from top to bottom. I can't really say there was no bad match in the card. There really wasn't. Every match had a good legit story behind it. It made sense in the long run. I mean, I agree with some of the winners of the few matches, but then again, the action, the drama, the excitement that came with each and every one of those matches, those men and women that they put on their performance at the whole show, whether it was WrestleMania Saturday, WrestleMania Sunday, either way, I believe that this truly was the most entertaining and greatest WrestleMania possibly in history. I'm a big fan of this now. I had to rewatch this WrestleMania at least 3 times within the past couple weeks, and I'm like, man, all these matches were so good. Man. And you look at the main event from night one, the biggest tag team match of WrestleMania for me, Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes, Seth being the world champion, and Cody Rhodes being the challenger for the WWE Undisputed Championship. They had to take on the great one, The Rock, the most electrifying man, the final boss, as they call him now. I still don't get the final boss thing. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's a great marketing logo, slogan, whatever you want to call it, but I still don't understand the final boss concept. I don't know. I may have to dive into that one a little bit here as we talk about WrestleMania Night 1. And against the undisputed Universal Heavyweight Champion, Roman Reigns. What a match. I think that match went off about almost 45 minutes, or maybe more. But either way, Jesus Christ. It kind of, think about that tag team match, the way it happened. It just kind of takes me back to WrestleMania 1, where the first WrestleMania's main event was a tag team match. We had a Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff and Marty Piper against Mr. T and Hulk Hogan. And you think about all the elements came in. You had Rookie Derek Steamboat involved in it. You had Cowboy Bob Orton involved in that main event. And all these bigger names are involved in that big event. That's what made WrestleMania 1 main event tag match so special, because it wasn't just those four that went against each other. There was so many elements that came into it that made it the most important tag team match at that time in history. And now, 40 years later, 39 years later until WrestleMania 40, here we are putting in another grand tag team match that everybody's going to remember for years and years to come. I mean, it was amazing. It was really that good. And I would like to actually see more grand tag matches that made events PLEs. I think we all agree with that. Like, if you get the right elements to form and you put it together and do it creatively, in which the fans are going to get interested and involved in, that is what makes the match and the story behind the match so important in itself, in my opinion. And that's what made this tag team match the biggest ever and the most important one in not only WrestleMania history, but WWE history itself. I mean, think about it. The stipulations itself on the line, if Cody and Seth wins, then it would be Roman and Cody on night 2, WrestleMania Sunday, for the WWE Undisputed Wrestling Championship, one-on-one, bloodline-free, far from ringside. However, if The Rock and Roman wins, and then anything goes as their final boss, The Rock says that it's going to be held under bloodline rules. And I'm like, holy shit, that means anything and anyone can get involved in this match no matter what. Anything goes. Like, you think about that, how that could play off, and that is something scary to think about. And you're wondering all these possible elements and possibilities that could get involved in that main event match between Roman and Cody. And it's just, damn, whew. These are some heavy stipulations here, and it worked to the best of my knowledge. And I think that kind of stipulation in that tag team match worked overall. Amazing. Just amazing. And you see everything that's, like, been held up, you know, lately within the WWE itself, the other matches. You got Becky and Rhea for the Women's World Championship. You got Bayley, the winner of the 2024 Rumble, which I, hands down, best Rumble ever. I love it. Bayley, I'm a super fan of Bayley's, and I'm really glad she won. That was the icing on the cake for me that night, you know, seeing her win the Rumble. I shouted out loud. I was a happy man. Very happy man. And then you got Seth versus Drew for the World Heavyweight Championship, and it's like, damn, is Drew gonna really get his time, his moment, and win a World Championship in front of fans at a WrestleMania? Like, will he get that moment, or will Seth continue his amazing reign? Because I think Seth was champion for about 10 months, yeah. 10, 11 months. Seth ruled. He had a good chance for the title. And I don't care what people say about Seth Rollins. He is the workhorse of this business. He has defended championships left and right against any and all challengers, no matter if it's on PLE or Monday Night Raw, wherever, or even on a live house show. He has defended that championship against anybody in any state, any country, anywhere he's been, you know, and he has defended it proudly. I think him being the first world champion of this new era in WWE, you know, whatever era people want to name it, I think Michael Cole said it best when he names this era the Paul Levesque era. Triple H has done an amazing job with the storytelling behind and matches and the booking and the creative on the side. Like, he is hitting all cylinders, and it's just like, damn, WWE is really enjoyable. Dude. Again, I love it. It feels like a little bit of the old with the ITR mixed with the new, and you put those two together, and it's like, damn, so many possibilities can happen now. It's amazing. It really is. And you gotta appreciate the way he put this WrestleMania together. Like I said, all these types of matches, you know? Amazing. It really is. Well, let's get started. Let's dive into WrestleMania Night 1. First off, we gotta say that's the event took place at the Lincoln Financial Field, or the Link, as people call it, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That, mind you, this is the first WrestleMania in Philadelphia in 25 years. That's a long time. The last WrestleMania to have it in this very city was at Wachovia Center in Philadelphia at the time, now named the Wells Fargo Center. But we had the first Rock Austin 1 match for the WWE Championship, and that match was no DQ as well. And that was an amazing match. Austin defeats The Rock to win the WWE Championship that night with Mankind as a special guest referee. Amazing. Really amazing. I think the most highlight of that night will see Austin giving a thunder to McMahon to end the show. But, you know. Pretty cool. Not many people know from that match. When you go back to WrestleMania 15, you see referee Earl having to celebrate with Austin with a beer. And you hear this line from Jerry Kamala saying, "You can't drink the top, you idiot." You know? Like, you know, and Jerry saying, "The job is done. Austin is now champion." Like, and it's amazing how I remember that so vividly. That was 25 years. That's crazy. I have really a mind of a young boy. You know? But who knows? I've been watching wrestling since I was a baby. You know, that's my mom's fault. So, yeah. But nothing, let's continue with this here. The attendance record for night one was 72,543. Amazing, amazing WrestleMania record right there. So it's pretty amazing to think all these fans from all over the world that have come here for this one event. It's like a gathering of the amazing wrestling fans going to witness a really amazing show. And that's how I feel like it. You know, whether you watch it at the stadium or live in person or on TV or PLE or your Peacock, like, it's just amazing to, like, think about. We all come together for this one event because we have something in common. We love. Alrighty, I am back here. And, you know, speaking of wrestling, I feel like, you know, this is one of those WrestleMania cards where you guys see a lot of great moments, you see a lot of great promos, but I feel like out of everything is that we had a lot of wrestling on this night one of WrestleMania XL, and it's just been amazing. It really is, you know? You kick it off with that amazing America the Beautiful, you know, being sang there, and it's really amazing to hear that. That's, I think that's what every event should have, like a very special guest performer performing the America the Beautiful, because I feel like, you know, that's like the culmination into the night of the evening. You hear the American Beautiful. That's the first thing you hear when you go to a WrestleMania event, and you know how special the night is going to be. So I love it. I really do. And amazing here, we have the kickoff event. Well, not the kickoff event, but the first match to happen is the Women's World Championship. Rhea defending against Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch's entrance so amazing. She came with her autobiography, Not Your Average Girl. It is all everywhere. Barnes & Noble, anywhere books that sells Amazon. Get that book. It is amazing. She has a few pages, very important from her notes, that says that what she felt about her life and what she means, understanding of the words in her book. Her special entrance there. She added so many cutoff pages part of her outfit, of her ring gear. It's amazing. I love it. And then you had Rhea Ripley team perform. She had a band performance. And it's just amazing. I love it. Her entrance there. And I think that band is in Philadelphia native too, as well. So, yeah, I love it. I love, like, I don't know. I love Rhea Ripley. I'm a fan of her entrance, her music, her attire, everything. This woman is just straight badass. I think we all agree with that here. But unfortunately, it was enough to beat the man Becky Lynch in 17 minutes and 5 seconds there. Man, I can't believe those last two, that ending of that match. You see the riptide on the turnbuckle. Becky said match on the turnbuckle, and one more riptide to turn on the ring. Becky Lynch getting a 1-2-3 to retain the Women's World Championship. And whew, man, what a match. I mean, 17 minutes, those women can go, they can wrestle, they are amazing. And, not people didn't know that Michael Cole announced at the beginning of the show, right before she came out, that Becky Lynch had been suffering from strep throat throughout the whole week. So she has been sick. I'm pretty sure she wouldn't use that excuse to why she lost the match there, but damn, what a classic. I think this has been going out as one of the best women's champion matches in WrestleMania history, definitely in my mind. So, congratulations to Rhea. And, Becky, hopefully she gets another title shot in the future. I'm pretty sure she's resting at home comfortably, and hopefully she gets back in the ring because we miss her. We really do. Next match, we see the six-pack tag team ladder match for the undisputed WWE Tag Team Champions. Now, this is a twist here. Both sets of the belts on the line, the Red Belts and Blue Belts, I guess the Raw or SmackDown Tag Team titles separately, are both on the line this match up there. And this is kind of cool, but I would think you have like two sets of belts hanging by above the ring, and whichever team grabs them, they can either grab one of them or both of them. They get to walk out those belts, so it's amazing. It's pretty much a free call for anybody in this ladder match here. We have A Town Down, Austin Theory, and Grayson Waller. I know that they're annoying, and we have the return of Austin Truth, The Miz, and R-Truth. Man, this is crazy. I think about this. I'm like, whew. Man, R-Truth has never won a match with WrestleMania. This should be his moment. And Miz, I wouldn't mind seeing Miz be champion again, so it's pretty badass, Then we have the Judgment Day, Finn Balor and Damian Priest, the defending champions. And DIY, Johnny Gargano against Tommaso Ciampa. Their entrance is pretty cool. I'm kind of digging the whole DX logo, but in the DIY version of it. It's pretty cool. It's really badass. They're doing big things. I feel like they're going to become champions in the future. I want them to become champions. But also making their WrestleMania debuts as well. Not only that team, but this team, the new Cash Republic, Pete Dunne, Tyler Bate, and I still think these are two underrated world champions. Like, I feel like you put them on a bigger platform, bigger matches. Those two could shine out. I seriously think, like, Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate are two of the best technical wrestlers on our roster. No doubt about it. Both former NXT UK champions, and Tyler Bate one time NXT world champion. But it's been amazing, what these two can do together. And you got the New Day, the veterans, Kofi Kingston, Xavier Woods here. Six-pack ladder match here. And it goes 17 minutes and 25 seconds. Both tag team titles were retrieved, but won by each team. A-Town Down's Austin Theory and Grayson Waller won the SmackDown Tag Team Championship. And The Miz and R-Truth, Austin Truth won the Raw Tag Team Championship. It was so amazing for R-Truth to finally, let's see, get over his fears of height. Because of any spirit of spiders. Thank God there was no spiders there, but ain't like pigeons. He like pigeons either. But he did climb the ladder, faced his fear, got the tag team champion. I think there was a standing roar when he grabbed the Raw Tag Team Championship belt. And him and Miz are champions together for the first time. That's amazing. You never thought about it. Like, when they first teamed together in 2011, they had never won tag team gold. I'm like, damn, that's so many things about it. And here they are in 2024 holding the Raw Tag Team title together. Oh, and I know it's a spoiler. If people don't watch Raw this past week, then the Raw Tag Team Champions are now referred back to the World Tag Team Champions. Like, damn, it feels like the Ruthless Aggression era a little bit again. Like, this is amazing. You know, this is really amazing. World Tag Team Champions, brand new belts, brand new looks. It's amazing. So, yeah, amazing match. So I always enjoy a good ladder match. No matter who wins, I always love to go. I just love seeing those bumps. You know, it's pretty amazing here. You know. But yeah, on to the next match, we get Rey Mysterio and Andrade teamed up together at WrestleMania. This is pretty cool. You never would thought Rey and Andrade in a tag team. That's actually a pretty badass tag team. Very luchador tag team. It's pretty amazing. They're facing up against Santos Escobar and Dirty Dom and Mysterio. I guess you can say this is the second WrestleMania in a row where Rey and Dom are on the opposite sides of the match because Andrade won 1-1 last year at WrestleMania, and Rey Mysterio whooped the hell out of his own son. That was my favorite WrestleMania moment of last year. Pretty badass. I'll never forget that. But yes, Rey and Andrade get the win over Santos Escobar and Dirty Dominic Mysterio in 11 minutes and 5 seconds in this tag team matchup here. And it's pretty amazing. You know, you get both factions, both LWO and Legado del Fantasma here. We get even Electro here and Zelina Vega involved here as well. So this is pretty badass here. I loved it. And the surprise of the night, if you missed it, was two players of the Philadelphia Eagles. One retired, Jason Kelce himself, Travis Kelce's brother. He was there dressed up in luchador mask. I think it was a luchador mask. I'm not really sure. I gotta go back and see that. But damn, whew. I think, in my opinion, he would be good for wrestling. I think Jason Kelce could convert to wrestling and get into WWE and just learn everything and just. Man, he can be a champion one day. You know, he could be like a champion. Champion on the football field, he'd be champion in the WWE. I mean, I feel like it could happen. It really could. It'd be really amazing. Next up, we get brother versus brother, Jay and Jimmy Uso. 11 minutes and 5 seconds. We've seen brother versus brother match wrestling. We see Bret and Owen wrestling attend the one of the hands down greatest wrestling matches of all time. We saw Matt and Jeff Hardy Extreme Rules at WrestleMania 25, the Sylvan Wrestling and Extreme Rules matchup. Even Matt Hardy getting the win over his brother Jeff, which is shocking, but then that whole match, it was amazing as hell. This one, however, I don't know. I kind of got to give it a thumbs down. It wasn't in level to my expectations, and you think the rise of Jey Uso would be so popular right now, considering he is main event Jey Uso, you know, and facing his brother Jimmy. Mind you, these guys are opposite rosters, but. Somehow, this whole story intertwined with these two brothers and the history between them that they had no choice but to face each other on this big stage of WrestleMania. Me thinking as a fan of a brother with brother in WWE could be good. Especially WrestleMania, it could be awesome. This match, however, did not click for me, and I was kind of disappointed. They also got the win here, it's pretty cool, but it's just like, what? You know, these two are. Back in their own separate rosters now, and it's just like, okay, that was that. I don't know. This one was probably the least bird match in the card. I don't know. It was even worse than the tag team match before, to be honest. This match for me didn't click. Maybe if they get another chance, maybe it'll be different. Maybe they have maybe they need to have a no DQ rule or a no holds barred rule. I don't know. But either way, it just didn't click for me here. Next up, we have a six-woman tag team match with Jay Cargill, Bianca Belair, and Naomi. That is a fucking trio. Damn, if you think about it, the three athletic black women in WWE, and I'm even proud to say because I'm black myself. So this is really amazing to say that, you know, these women are so powerful individually. Put them together, they're like the Avengers. It's really amazing, you know. Especially me, Bianca Belair, undefeated at WrestleMania. Her last three matches were women's championship matches, and she's won them all. Really amazing. And I'm sad to say, because I'm a Damage Control fan, even though Belair's not top part of the group, but Damage Control loses Dakota Kai, Asuka, and Kairi Sane in 8 minutes and 5 seconds. It was a good match. It was. And either way, I think if either team would have won, I would have been happy either way, because damn, these are some badass teams right here. You really think about it. I'm a big Damage Control fan myself, so I love it. You know, but damn. Team Jay, Bianca, Naomi gets the win here. But overall, it was a pretty good match. And with Jay Cargill's WrestleMania debut as well. So, again, it made the match more special for her. And her entrance alone was pretty amazing. Along with Bianca and Naomi as well. So, yeah, this is pretty sacred here. It's pretty, really good matchup here. I enjoyed it for the most part. And we're going to take a short break. I'll be right back to talk the last two matches, probably the best two matches on the card at WrestleMania Night 1, the Intercontinental Championship, and the biggest tag team match of all time. We'll be right back here on Gotta Have Heart Wrestling. Welcome back to a special bonus episode of WrestleMania XL Night 1 on God Have Heart Wrestling featuring your truly, Jamal Honus. And let's go now to the final two matches of WrestleMania Night 1. I think two of the most best matches on the card. Let's start with the Intercontinental Championship match between Gunther and Sami Zayn. I love the fact that, you know, Sami's getting a one-on-one title at WrestleMania for an important championship. It may not be the World Championship, but the Intercontinental Championship is just as important. And it's way that the story lives up to it. Can Sami Zayn really win that big one and finally defeat the monster that is Gunther? And Gunther's been dominant champion since July 22nd, 2022. It's been amazing. And he's had this long, unbeatable run, almost 2 years now. And it's just like, damn, everybody has gone through Gunther's way. Gunther has squashed them. No matter how big they are, how good they were, Gunther has killed every one of his opponents every single night. And like I said, I think Gunther, till this day, is the most dominant Intercontinental champion of all time. It's no doubt about it. You know, it's just really amazing what he can do for this most part. And Sami Zayn just really got to grab that brass ring to establish himself here. It's amazing. However, I do wish, so the small part of me that wishes that Chad Gable, and I will put Chad Gable over on my podcast any day of the week because he's so damn good. I feel like if you put Chad Gable in a main event match on the PLE for World Championship and he wins, that crowd would go bananas. It would be so amazing. I would enjoy it myself. And then I feel like Chad Gable is one of those wrestlers who is like Kurt Angle. But I think in this stage can be even a little bit better than Kurt Angle was. And I know that's a huge thing to say. No disrespect to the Hall of Fame of Kurt Angle. He is the best. I feel like Chad Gable is at that level and can surpass that level. Chad Gable needs to be featured more in programming on WWE, no matter what. He is the best. I'm going to keep on saying it. He is fucking underrated, and I feel like he should be over the moon in this company as far as being the best technical wrestler that company has right now. He really should, you know. Sadly, he couldn't get into this matchup here, so it is just one-on-one between Sami Zayn and Gunther. And most of the matches, Sami Zayn had his kid and his wife there in the crowd in the front row there. And, man, this match was really brutal. Gunther just dominated Sami Zayn no matter what, how many chops to the chest, everything. And Sami Zayn still kept on getting up, still kept on fighting, still kept on getting up and trying to grab that brass ring and doing it for his family. He's sitting right in the front row there. Sami Zayn managed to get the 1-2-3, and we have a brand new Intercontinental champion, 15 minutes, 30 seconds. And this was an emotional moment. It was really amazing to see Sami finally win that big one there. Even though he has won bigger ones in the past, I feel like this is one of the sweetest matches that he will ever have. And I know the same thing, action title run is going to be amazing. And we're going to see a lot of classic matches throughout that title run. I feel it. This is going to be an amazing run that same thing is going to put on one of his best performances. I feel like we still haven't seen the peak of him. It's still coming. I can feel it, you know? But man, I think with this championship run, we are all in for an amazing ride. Just got to sit back and enjoy it. And now we come to the main event here. The Bloodline, The Rock, and Roman Reigns going against Cody Rhodes and Seth freaking Rollins, the world champion. And this is a tag team match, the biggest tag team match of all time in wrestling history. Remember the stipulations, people. Bloodline wins, it's Bloodline rules. Seth and Cody wins, they are free of Bloodline in the main event of Night 2 between Roman and Cody for the undisputed WWE Universal Heavyweight Championship of the World. And let's not forget, let me just throw this in there. Paul Heyman got inducted the night before. How special you gotta think it is that Paul Heyman, being inducted for his whole entire wrestling career, dating back to the 80s through now, he has legit done it all. And I think we all agree, if you're associated with Heyman, at one point you're gonna become world champion, and he has done that. There's so many stars that Heyman's been with, and they've all become world champions. It's amazing. Heyman may be this and that, but he is a wrestling genius. He really is, so I'm going to say thank you, Paul Heyman, for entertaining us for the last 40-plus years, and it's been amazing. You know, you still continue to do what you do, and I just hope we see more on TV, man. I hope this is not the end of your run. You know, I want to see more Paul Heyman on TV. I think I can say I'm a Paul Heyman guy for sure. No doubt about it. But man, this tag team match here, 44 minutes and 35 seconds. I have not seen a wrestling match that long in a long time. This is what made it so amazing. It really is. The Bloodline unfortunately gets the victories here with The Rock and the strap to Cody Rhodes in front of Cody Rhodes' mama. I'm sorry, but I want to say that The Rock as a heel is fucking entertaining. You may boo it, but damn, he's just so damn good. I think everything The Rock touches turns to gold at this point where, you know, he's unstoppable, he's untouchable. Anything The Rock can say or do, the crowd will get really invested with the fans, the audience, and they think, like, holy shit. They know it's a shoe, is it? You know, you can't really tell sometimes, but that's the mysterious part about it. You think that when you watch Rock speak, and he's like, oh, Mama Rose, and you know, with the belt, you know, whipping it on his arm, and say, this is for your son, you know? And he whips him, too, and damn, it's just like, you don't want to hate stuff like that, but you can't help but laugh, you know? It's just pure comedy. I love it. I really do. Unfortunately, Rock will drop bottom on Cody, gets a pin, 1-2-3, and unfortunately, night 2 will be Bloodline rules. But damn, the chaos in this match. Oh man, from like Rock and Steph fighting the crowd and Cody and Roman fighting, and it's just amazing. Knocked over those prime bottle drinks, went to the audience there, went around the staging area. It's really amazing. Really, I think this tag team match went almost everywhere in that stadium. It's just pretty cool to see what these four megastars can do. And mind you, we got Cody and Rock in that match, but we got both Universal and Heavyweight Champs involved in the same match as well, who are the World Champion Seth Rollins and the U.S. Champion Roman Reigns. And it's just like, damn. When you think of matches like this, you think of star power out the ass. And it's just like, damn. That's what makes it, like, I feel like this match alone could have been a movie. Legit could have been a movie to the point where you're going to want to watch it again, it's so entertaining, and you see it again, you're like, oh my god, like, and just captures you, it captures you in. And then, you know, some movies may have a good ending, and most may have a bad, but at the same time, you're going to either be happy, or you're going to be sad, but there's going to be some kind of reaction out of you that's going to make you think, oh my god, like, and just have that out-of-body experience. And that's when I felt when the referee's hand hit that 3, and Samantha Irving, one of the greatest announcers ever. I think she should be in the Hall of Fame in a few years for her and announcing, like, it's amazing. You know? And she announces the winners that The Rock and Roman Reigns, the Bloodline rules. And it's just like, oh my god. And it gets you thinking, what's going to happen tomorrow? You think of the worst things that could happen on night 2 that could possibly happen. Because it's going through Bloodline rules. That's what The Rock said. That's what the stipulation that was made. That's what's going to happen in the main event of night 2 of WrestleMania. And it gets you thinking, like, what could happen? Who could be involved? You know, how many referees are going to be knocked out? How many finishers are going to be laid on each opponent? It's like, damn. You know, it really makes you think that this is the largest, biggest WrestleMania main event of all time. And it's just amazing. It really makes me think about here, you know? And for people that, like, have experienced WrestleMania over the past years and seen some of the main events here, and some were good, and some were bad, and some were questionable, some were fucking head scratches. But Jesus Christ, I think the way that, you know, Triple H and the creative team have put behind each and one of these matches, especially the Bloodline, you know, storyline, this Bloodline storyline started back in 2020. And if you think about it, all the people getting involved may have started back further than that. They get so much history involved with the small ones in the whole family tree and the history there, and it's just like, damn, this really storyline dates back to the beginning of the wrestling days itself, you know, where, you know, the Wild Samoans are starting out, you know, or Rocky Johnson, Haji Pinavia, and those guys like Haku and them, and Yokozuna, and Ryu Rikishi, and you think about all these Samoans that started out, and it's just like, damn, this really makes this match so important going all the way through. It's really amazing, you know? And think about it. Whether your fans are upset and Cody, you want them to win so badly, but you got, damn, look at who they're facing, first of all. You got The Rock, who is probably the greatest wrestler in the entertainment ever, you know, in company's history, because he's done it all in his company. He really has. And then you look at Roman Reigns, who has been champion for 3.5 years since August 30th, 2020. It's amazing. You know, nobody's ever held that championship longer than somebody probably before the 80s. I think, let's see, 1980, at least, that was the last time, before 1980, before someone held the championship that long. I think that was Bob Backlund, from 1974 to 1982. Yeah, so Bob Backlund was the last person to ever hold a championship for that long in Roman City. Roman, you know, was short of that a few years, you know, but still. 3.5 years is a very long time for a world champ to be dominated, especially in this sports industry, at the height of it is now. And I feel like that'll be going to get even bigger and bigger and bigger. We still don't even know what the location of WrestleMania 41 is next year, but wow. I know I'm backwards a little bit here, but I'm sorry, off topic, but I really felt like this whole main event together, 4 or 5 minutes of action, it was really special. This is going to be going down to main event. I'm going to watch repeatedly and remember from time to time. Throughout the rest of my life, you know? So this is how special that match was to me. And yeah, like I said, night one, I think it was special. The whole card from top to bottom was really good, and it was amazing. It really was. Oh, man. Well, I wanted to talk about night two, but I'm going to save that for another bonus episode after this one. May record later on today, or tomorrow morning, the latest. But either way, I will still definitely do a recording of WrestleMania XL Night 2 results. Then please bear with me here on a heavy schedule of life and work itself. But thank you all for fans, and I appreciate you guys still tuning in to listen to me every week, and I love it. You know, numbers are still growing, and you know, I haven't recorded episodes, and here and there, but I haven't been just live, but I really appreciate it. You know, you guys are the best. You really are. I want to give you more episodes so badly, and it's going to happen. You know, no matter what time, I may just throw it out there randomly on a Saturday night, or Wednesday morning, or Friday afternoon. Who knows? Either way, I'm not going anywhere. There will be more episodes to come on God Have Heart Wrestling, featuring your sweet wellness. I've got to go. Well, hope you guys have a good day. Enjoy the rest of the week. Hopefully it gets nicer. I know today's a little bit cold here in the Northeast and warm parts down southwest somewhere. But either way, guys, enjoy the rest of the evening and stay tuned on God Have Heart Wrestling, featuring your sweet wellness. Have a good day.